Welcome to This Is Our Earth podcast. I am Sylvia Puentes, and I invite you to these amazing conversations that explore the wonder and magic of connecting with our beautiful planet. Inspired by El Lugar, the Place, originally a book by Gary Douglas, and now being actualized on our Earth as we speak. What can we each be that would create a sustainable living Earth? So welcome everyone to another episode of This Is Our Earth. And I am delighted. I have the pleasure of introducing you to this amazing lady, Marilyn Bradford, who is an Access Conscious facilitator. She's also a psychotherapist for, I think she said 29 years. And there's people that I meet that actually are such a gift and a brilliance that I would love the whole world to know about what you do, Marilyn, what you're contributing to the planet with what you've chosen in these last 29 years as a psychotherapist and as an Access Conscious facilitator. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
So one of the things that I, you know, with this podcast, Marilyn, one of the things that I'm really excited to get out in the world is one that we all are contributing to creating our Earth by the choices that we make. And you have this incredible book, Right Recovery for You, an incredible program for facilitators that want to facilitate this work. What would you say you see either, like what inspired you to start this program, Right Recovery for You? And what do you see is available for the world for people to know these tools that you have of Right Recovery for You?
Well, thank you for the question. I would say what inspired me was my own journey, because I was diagnosed as an alcoholic and a depressant with an eating disorder, in the 70s. And I went through all traditional treatment modalities, and including outpatient treatment, psychotherapy, individual group, took some antidepressants for a while. And all the time I was going, you know, there's got to be something better than this. But I kept exploring and I couldn't find anything. And my therapist said, you know, Marilyn, I think you'd be a good therapist. And I was at a transition point. So I became a psychotherapist with a specialty in addiction. And I was never, I mean, I would send people to traditional stuff, but I would say, you know, trust yourself. Don't believe everything they tell you. And I think that was the start of me being ready to do something really different with addiction. And it was like, wowie zowie. And I was using the tools with my clients and they were getting better faster. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. So I approached Gary Douglas and said, hey, can we do something with access and addiction? He's like, sure. And that's how Right Recovery for You was born. And it's been a process. It's an ongoing process. But basically, I discovered that pretty much everything I was ever told about addiction and recovery in this reality is inaccurate and I find limiting. I'm not saying that it's not right for some people, but it's about stopping something, not about restoring the being that had to head off to addictive future to begin with. And that's what I see as something that's really important. So I define, and I don't even like definitions, but for the sake of this, addiction in a very different way. What I discovered was it's really about where people leave themselves, are pulled away to a process or to a behavior because they don't have the coping skills and the information to adequately address what comes up in their lives. Most of us got cut off very young, and not because our parents were meanies, but they're like, you know, okay, you're a Smith, this is how we do it. This is the plan for your life. And you will go to college or get married or become, you know, follow in your father's footsteps as a farmer or whatever it is. It has nothing to do with actually being aware of that child. Who are you? What's true for you? What would you like? What do you know? So we hide pieces. We go, oh, this is not acceptable. And this is not, clearly I can't be this. And we end up hiding pieces behind us. Because of that, we're not whole. We don't have the being to call upon. So when difficult situations come up, when things seem really crazy and insane, we're like, I'm out of here. If it's alcohol, if it's drugs, but also if it's things like being perfect. I was on an Italian interview today, and she was talking about some of the addictions she sees in Italy, which are to sadness, to life has to be difficult. Sometimes I've worked with people, it's like to drama. I mean, these are just all places where we go to not be present because we don't know how to deal with life. It's a coping skill. That's what I tell people. You're not wrong. And recovery is not about stopping something unless it's truly harming you. It's about bringing out all those hidden pieces, that being, because without those in place, you can't be the incredible gift to the world and to the earth that you are. The earth, from my point of view, the earth requires our wholeness. The earth requires us to be us and be the gift that we are. And that's really the target of Right Recovery for You. It's about empowering people and going through whatever it is without judgment for people to see, okay, I chose that limitation. I can choose something different. So that's a very brief accounting of things.
Wow. And there's so many gems in that. When I look at this is our earth, or this is like having more of your knowing, not, you know, judging yourself or seeing the wrongness of you, but actually the gift of you, what would that create in families and work and, you know, your relationships, you know, with yourself and everyone else, like, the creativity that people have that's outside of the norm, right? That we look for innovation. If you're making yourself wrong about what you know, what you be, you know, then those new things can't come out to the world. So brilliant.
We lose so much beauty. I mean, one thing I always tell my clients is, because they're like, I don't know if I want to be different. I'm like, every single being that's made a real contribution to this world and this earth has been willing to be the different that they are, whether it's Picasso or Mahatma Gandhi or people who are going on more of how do we treat the earth with more respect and honoring. It doesn't matter what the field is. The real contributions are made when people have the willingness to be all of them and to be the different that they are.
Wow. You know, it's so interesting. I grew up, my father drank a lot growing up, you know, labeled alcoholic or not, but it was something that I experienced. And it's so interesting then to have seen him not drink and what that created in our home. It was now, you know, after like he wasn't drinking for a couple years and it was like, oh, he's just an asshole. Like it's not the alcohol, right? But it was like everywhere I would label, you know, the substance as the reason for his behavior. So looking at my father for an example, but as people perhaps have addictions, you said even perfection can be an addiction, I've heard you say, right? It's not even the substance.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little more about what would it take to have more of us? Like what are we truly shying away?
Well, addiction, let me just back up a little bit, but addiction is really an energy looking for a target. That's why it can be so many different things. What are we shying away from? Not being us. A lot of times, I mean, we pick up in our family, not just the rules, like you'll get married by the time you're 30, but we pick up the energies. And I always tell this story because I think it really illustrates that. My mother was one of two daughters from my grandmother. Grandma had two daughters. Each of them had two daughters. There was no history of alcoholism in our family. There was a huge undercurrent of addictive energy and behavior, but workaholism, criticalness, working hard, life is hard, all of those things. But of the four granddaughters, three became alcoholics and one became what we call a raging codependent. And I just bring that up because people think, well, it's genetic. No, you pick up the energy. If you have a lot of anger in your family, you pick up that energy and you express a lot of anger. If you have that energy of addiction in your family, That's what's normal for you. We escape. Nobody's present. We don't even know what that is. So a lot of times it's not even cognitive. It's just much more present. What is that? I have no idea what that is. I just leave myself like everybody else in my family leaves themselves. And we have all these shelves of people who are interacting and not creating greater in any way. And I love the idea of getting people out of that to the extent that they're willing to choose it, you know. So, I wanted to say one other thing before we got to the end, because you were asking, what are we avoiding? Well, I've come to see addictions like gambling and relationship and depression even. I've come to see those as secondary addictions. The primary addiction is actually to judgment and the wrongness of self. And that's what creates the painfulness in response to your question of why people want to leave. It's so painful to feel that we're wrong, because everything we tried to be and do as a kid was pretty much quashed. So there's that sense you have to go to, well, I just must be wrong. Well, this habit must be wrong. Well, this capacity must be wrong. I must be too loud and ask too many questions, and I can't sit still, and I want to do this, and they want me to do that. And so that's really a lot of what it is. It's that pain of feeling so wrong and constantly judging ourselves.
You know, it's interesting, this energy of judgment and what it actually destroys, like it really doesn't create. And when I look at the, you know, the planet, the earth, and the new times we're living in, it's like now more than ever, I get the space of like, what would it contribute to the planet and the people living today to get out of judgment and the wrongness of them? What do you see is, because oftentimes people, especially with addictions, feel like they're all alone and it's about them, right? It's a whatever they're hiding or avoiding or judging. What would be a question that anyone listening, or if they have someone in their lives that they could either ask them or ask themselves, that might begin the process of unhiding what they're judging that may not be true?
Well, one question I always ask my clients is, what's right about your addiction you're not getting? And they're like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I get angry every night. I'm drinking 2 bottles of wine. I can't keep a relationship. I'm like, well, all behavior is purposeful. We have something, some choice, some decision, some conclusion behind every behavior. So another way to ask that question is, what contribution is your addiction to your life and living, even if it seems like none? But it's like, it's how I deal with my family, or it's how I manage to go to work every day to a job I hate. It's, I'm having trouble with my kids. I don't know what to do. I'm eating 2 gallons of ice cream a night, but at least it keeps me calm so I don't yell at them. So then we begin to look at those things. Well, let's look at what else you could do about your kids or your relationship or your boss or your job. Let's get some other coping skills, some other information. Let's get you a little more expanded to see possibilities, because when people are in an addictive state, in that energy, they can't, you're right, they're isolated. They can't see anything but themselves and the target of their addiction, and they make that greater. And this is all a process of letting people know that they don't have to make anyone or anything greater than them. They have it within them. They've just had to hide it all, cut it off. So that's the question I have people ask themselves. And also, here's another good question. If I weren't judging myself right now, what would I be aware of? Because you can't judge and be aware at the same time. So if you can clear out the judgment, you can come to a space of awareness. Oh, I'm really unhappy. I need to make some changes. Okay.
Wow. And I love these questions, and we'll make sure to write them up in our description so people have them also written up. But the gift of asking the questions to actually begin to step out of the judgment, you know, what's right about my addiction or what's the contribution of my addiction. In this last one that you just said, and this is where I'm grateful, Marilyn, because you take such a different approach of it being an energetic also change, but that already begins to change the energy.
Yes, it does. It really does.
And that for me, one of the things that I've been so grateful of, I'd say in this last, 24 months or, during 2020 for sure, is the space that it started to create where the earth started to speak, I say louder, or maybe we weren't moving around as much that we could actually hear it. And there is this relaxation that's available. And as you're asking those questions, I can perceive that showing up as well.
Yes, that space of relaxation and no wrongness, just, oh, here I am. Now what can I choose? Now what's possible? And I always tell people, you're not wrong for having chosen this. It was the best you could do at the time. It was just the coping skill that came up. Let's do something different if you would like. And that's where we all start.
I love it. So I wonder, as people are listening to, and maybe you can also let them know where they can find you for more of this information that's so different. It's not the wrongness of you, but what you've just chosen so far. And there's other choices, other tools to step out of that, to actually allow yourself the relaxation to be and choose something different. And what if that relaxation does contribute to a greater planet?
Exactly. Yeah, so if people are interested, they can find me at marilynbradford.com, and I have lots of free downloads. And I have my book. I think there are 3 or 4 chapters of the book that are free downloads on the Right Recovery for You is the book. And I have a lot of videos and things like that. So I welcome people coming.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. And I get, just imagine, at all the people around the globe that are judging themselves, making themselves wrongs, that have some sort of addiction to not be present because they don't even know what else to choose, the gift of these tools. Yeah, like that, what would that contribute?
Yeah, they don't know there's another possibility. Yeah.
You're right, yeah. So there are other possibilities.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I'm so grateful, Marilyn. Thank you for coming on to our podcast. This is Our Earth. And yeah, I do hope that people listen and reach out to you because we are able, and if you're willing, to choose something different to create a greater planet. We all are capable of that, and I'm grateful. So anything else you'd like to say to the listeners before we go?
Just know what you know. I mean, that's, of course, the tagline of Access, empowering you to know that you know, but that is so critical. Don't let any expert, don't let anybody else tell you what's true. Just ask, is that true for me? What do I know about that? That's what I say. And that'll get you out of pretty much anything.
Oh, thank you so much, Marilyn. And I look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to inspire new actions and conversations that empower us all to know that we are the ones creating the future. If you'd like a way to contribute to our podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen. And for information about El Lugar, visit el-lugar.com. Thank you.